It's time now for the KMD Bear Grease Trail Report.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.
103.3 KUMD, and we are so happy to welcome former musher, longtime Bear Grease volunteer, and longtime KUMD trail reporter, Binner Ron, back to the microphone, or to the phone as the case may be. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, man, happy, happy, happy. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous day for the start of the Bear Grease yesterday. It was so much fun. I hope the weather was as good for the dogs and the mushers as it was for the folks that were lining the trail and watching the start of the race.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, it's always one of those things where weather's good for the two-leggeds, but not so great for the four-leggeds. So when I went up to Finland for the next checkpoint, saw lots of hot dogs, but they were, as long as they're drinking water and staying hydrated, that's the key there. So a lot of people... We're going to be taking their time, a fair amount of time, especially if you were a marathon musher. And I saw a lot of them that were going to be sitting there for a while and waiting for the temperatures to cool down. So
let's take a look at the races. There were three races that began yesterday. The marathon started first, the mid-distance started second, and the rec race, or junior Bear Grease, started third.
Correct.
And we are tickled to report that our mutual friend Ann Stead came in first in the rec race. Yay,
Annie.
So, yeah, give us the stats on that one.
Yeah, it was actually it's been a little confusing, I think, for folks to follow that one on the so much on the internet, because for that race, they basically ran 38 miles from Two Harbors to Finland, and so there wasn't any place where you could account for the time differential from the people that started first and then the last mushers out for that group. So when they leave, that's why we saw them leaving 2 minutes apart. That's the way they have to do it. So then they have to make up for that. So it was kind of deceiving. The first person that got to Finland wasn't necessarily the winner of that race because of the lack of the time. Wasn't accounted for anywhere else. So they had to account for it at the very end. So that's a little deceiving. For example, I had talked to Ann Stead after she had come in, and she said she had left eighth place, and she had passed like six of the seven people, I believe, that were ahead of her and stuff. So that was a good sign for her because, you know, she was making up time on people that, you know, had time that had left before her. So, but she didn't even know. I mean, she just knew she felt she had a good run, and, you know, dogs did great. And so basically then she had to just sit and wait and see who else was coming in and what time they were coming in. And then they had to figure out that, you know, they had to factor in then what time did they leave. So
there's
that's
official,
why that was a little confusing.
Right. There's official timing that goes on at the race, and we'll talk about this as the you know, during these reports, because with all of the races, there is a time differential. If you had a huge, 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 you know, mile-wide starting line where all the mushers could leave from the starting line simultaneously and go, it would be different. But obviously mushers have to leave one at a time.
Yep.
And so there's that time differential between the time the first musher leaves and the last musher leaves, and these times are kept real carefully, and then those times are counted back in either at your checkpoints there, because they keep careful track of the rest periods that you need to take, and, or, you know, as example, in this race, you know, then you've got to factor in the total time on the trail, and awards are given out from there. So it can be a little complicated, but that's why we have Binner.
Well, correct, and actually, right now at Trail Center, we're actually on the upbound leg of the marathon race. So actually, after this, the marathon mushers are going to be leaving here, and then they're going to be actually heading on to Mineral Center, which is, we haven't been there in the 90s. I mean, that's the last time I know I was out there helping out, and that's outside of, and that's on the upper, you know, so that's going to be above sea level in terms of, you know, over the hill by the lake and that kind of thing. So mushers aren't going to be actually going down into Grand Portage. They'll still be staying like over the hill, basically, at a checkpoint called Mineral Center. They're going to turn around there, and then they'll hit Trail Center again. Trail Center then, downbound, as what we refer to it as, that is actually when they're going to not only have to do their mandatory 4 hours of rest here, they will also be factoring in that time, the starting differential time. So, you know, if you left first, you're going to be waiting. You're going to have an additional 28 minutes of rest time that's going to be added, as opposed to the 14th musher, who they don't have to make up any time, you know, as far as that goes. So on downbound Trail Center tomorrow, they'll be back here again tomorrow. They will be doing their mandatory four and taking account for that time differential from the start.
So Brenner's going to keep us up to speed on this, and I hope that when we talk again this afternoon at KUMD that we can talk a little bit about that new leg of the race, because there is a new leg. There's a leg that's different. And I talked to Jamie Nelson, and she didn't think that she had run that leg before either, and she was the only person that was pointed out to me, well, Jamie's run this before, she would know what that leg is like. And Jamie said, no, it's going to be new for everybody in the race. So
yeah,
we'll talk about that a little bit when we touch base again a little later today.
I do have the winners for the mid-distance.
Oh, we got to have the winners for the mid-distance.
And Martha Schoweiler, she has repeated as the mid-distance winner for this race. She won last year. Martha just rocks. She's down around Tomahawk, Wisconsin. And I love saying, you know, she's a grandma. I love that. She actually came in 58 minutes ahead of our second-place finisher, Frank Moe. So Frank's our local guy here from Grand Marais. So that was really awesome to see him come in at 7:25. And actually, as we speak, Dusty Clavin and Alex LaPlante were within a tenth of a mile of each other. And I'm not... Let me... Hey, MJ, do we know who won? Who came in third? Dusty or... Nope, we still don't know yet. They're probably going to be coming in as soon as I hang up with you.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll have an update, Benner. Thanks so much for joining us. I can't wait to talk to you coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. All right, take care.
Benner Ron this morning, live from the Bear Grease Trail. Longtime Bear Grease volunteer, former musher, and longtime KUMD trail reporter, right here on 103.3 KUMD.
This KUMD Bear Grease Report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.